Hold on. I have it written here in front of me. I should be able to say it properly. Welcome to the STEM Seekers Podcast, the podcast that equips you to help kids seek God through science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm your host, David, and once again we have with me...
Jeanette.
And Jeff isn't with us again today, but he should be back with us for our next podcast. Yeah, so you'll get your STEM jokes and stuff all there for that. So we're going to start off with our STEM recommendation review. And we have two to review today because we are finally catching up on all of the recommendations. So we're going to do two of them. We've got which one do you want to do first, Jeanette?
Let's do the unprofessional.
Okay, on professional engineering.
Yep.
All right.
So, so I listened to it. The first one, it was on the car. Some super duper car that was so expensive, hardly anybody could buy it. I can't remember what they called it. There was like the fancy car, and then there was like and I can't remember what they called it. But anyways, it was okay. The guys were pretty cool to listen to, but the car one didn't really interest me a whole lot. So then I skipped to another one. And it was good. It was interesting. It was intriguing. I did kind of find how they're like, yeah, so like, don't take everything we say as truth. Cause you know, we are unprofessional. So it was fun to listen to. They were very personable and it was good. I enjoyed it.
There you go. Yeah. It's kind of like the way that people should probably treat us
here. Absolutely.
With what we're doing. 100%. Is trust yet verify. You know? There you go. All right. And that one was a podcast.
I think I
forgot to mention that, but that is a podcast that you can get at wherever you get your podcasts, I suppose. Yeah. So that one's a somewhat recommendation from Jeanette. There you go. Okay, yeah. All right. And I guess probably maybe more if you're into engineering. That's really kind of what they focus around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They did. The other one I listened to was about cooking. And it was how to make the perfect burger.
Oh, yeah. I listened
to that. How to engineer the perfect burger. That was a little more.
That's up your alley.
Yeah. I could relate to that one. The car I didn't really relate to, but
there you go.
Yeah.
I wanted to go and make burgers after I listened to that one.
Yeah, I was very sad that's not what we were having for supper that night when I was listening to that, but that's okay. So yeah.
All right. So that's unprofessional engineering, and then the next one was a YouTube channel called Veritasium, and we actually watched some together last night.
We did.
Some with my kids, and so on. So, what were your thoughts on Veritasium?
Yeah, I could see watching Veritasium on a regular basis. The first one, it was on magnets. I'm all about magnetic things. They just blow my mind. It's so cool. And it was the world's strongest magnet. There was pretty much nothing in that episode that I didn't like. My mind was blown. And then we just, it just kept playing. And my husband is like, ooh, we could start watching this. So it looks like it's going to be on our list of regulars now. But it was very good. And I enjoyed listening to, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I kind of expected to be watched like one episode or whatever. And it just kept going and going.
There was just another episode start. So we just sat there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I find like some of them that I have to watch like two times because there's some of it's just like.
You mean like the coin toss one?
Yeah.
That was way over my head.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, the way that he explains it, because you're like, no, this is what the answer is. And then he goes on farther and you're like, oh, maybe I'm not so sure about what the right answer is anymore. Right. Yeah. It was very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely that one was on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
Fantastic. All right. Check out Veritasium, which we discovered. It means, did we say what it was last
time? No, we didn't. I looked it up after.
Okay. Well, what does Veritasium mean?
I don't remember.
The element of truth.
The element of truth.
There you go. like a element on the periodic table and stuff. Anyways. All right. Next we have our STEM bucket. So what's in our STEM bucket today?
In our STEM bucket today, sometimes when people are asking me, what is STEM? And David is, as we know, the creator of STEM. And I could just sit and listen to him give his Burning Bush speech or his many of the other examples. And he gets excited every single time. Like, you never, what's the word I want? You don't let us down every time. Yeah. The same excitement. But anyways, we were at one of the one of our ministry leaders' breakfast, and you switched it up. And it wasn't the Burning Bush you were talking about, but it was that pie is in the Bible. And I was trying to explain it to someone who asked me, and I just bombed. I did not do well. So, David, can you tell us how STEM can help children see the glory of God? That would be great.
There you go. Yeah. So, I think one of the cool things is that STEM is in the Bible, that it's not just something that we see out in the natural world, but it's something that we can actually see used in the Bible. And so when Solomon is building the temple, there's a guy named Hiram that is tasked to build a giant basin called the Bronze Sea. And it talks about the dimensions of the rim of this basin, and it tells us that it's 45 feet around and then 15 feet across. And so who cares, right? But what that is, like when you take the rim, that's a circle, right? And so if you're trying to figure out the circumference of a circle, like how it goes all the way around, it's the equation pi times the diameter, the distance across. Well, we know that the diameter is 15 feet. And so if you take pi, which is 3.14, and it continues on never stopping and never repeating beyond, but if you just round it down to 3, you get 3 times 15 equals 45, which shows that Hiram, back thousands of years ago, had figured out what pi was, and he used it to create worship implements in the temple. And I think that's one of the amazing things about STEM, is not just that that kids can see the glory of God through STEM, but kids can glorify God using STEM. And I think that for us as teachers to be encouraging kids that as they are creating and as they're inventing and as they are learning, to figure out ways, how can I use this new information, or how can I use this new invention for the glory of God, and to help others see how amazing and glorious God is. So that's, I love that story in the Bible. That's just like, all it is dimensions. And I think it's so amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you this, but when we were at the breakfast and you were telling that story, I was sitting there. I did not do well in math in school. And I was like, why couldn't David have been my friend back then? Because I get it, the way he explained it. But, you know, it wasn't that way. So.
Well, that's great.
Anyway.
Okay, well, and we have another guest on with us today. This is our third segment in a row where we've got a guest on with us. So, Jeanette, I'm going to this is somebody very special to you and important to you. So, I'm going to let you take things over and go for it.
So, today with us is someone who is my hero. Actually, it's my mom. This is Lena. Welcome to the show. She has taught children for many, many years. So we just wanted to touch base with her and question, because I know that she loves STEM and she really hasn't had a whole lot of contact with STEM at STEM clubs or anything. But I'll tell you, she has a heart for STEM, even though she's only heard of it or read of it. So welcome.
Thank you.
I can't call you Lena because that doesn't feel right. Welcome, Mom. So, can you tell us where you first heard of or came in contact with CEF?
Back when I was a little kid, probably 9 or 10, my grandmother had a backyard Bible club, that DVBS Bible club that I attended. I didn't know it was CEF, but I remember that backyard Bible club that we had there.
Wow. So that's like over 65.
That is.
Not, we don't want to give the definite. Like, right. Anyways, when did you start teaching kids?
As a teenager, just after I got saved, I taught in the nursery. I was the nursery teacher in our church, and we had probably 7 or 8 kids. And as I was telling you guys before, I'll never forget the one little kid because his mother would shove him in the door with his bottle in hand. And I personally thought you shouldn't have that bottle yet at your age. He would sit there crying for mom for the first 5 or 10 minutes, but then he'd settle down and we'd have a good Sunday school class. So that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember little Johnny though.
Some kids are really memorable.
So that's basically 60 years you've been teaching. So I'm sure you've come across many different curriculums or ways of teaching. What are some of the struggles or difficulties?
When I teach for Key Bible Clubs, Christian Service Centers, and the first couple of years that I taught, we were given a page that said a scripture, suggested songs, and maybe some of them suggested crafts to go with our, and then we had to fill in the blanks. We didn't actually have a lesson. We just had to fill in what we knew. Well, thank goodness I had all the years before teaching, because I could draw on that. But when I invited a friend to come and teach, and she said, well, what do I teach? There's nothing on here to teach. So that was very difficult, because we had to come up with our own stories, everything to go along with, because we just had a basic outline. But then they have advanced into a much better curriculum. I can recall back in the teaching the Sunday school days that we had flannel graphs and that we could use to go along with our story. In fact, when we were at one of the churches that we were at, they were cleaning out some of their cupboards, and I decided that I better keep some of those wonderful pictures, wonderful flannel graphs, just in case I needed to use them in later years. I was just digging out some Easter pictures that I need for my story with Key Bible Clubs coming up out of that stash of wonderful things that we had. But using the flannel graphs wasn't easy if you had a little one sitting on your lap, because they weren't too happy being in class yet, trying to put the pictures on the board and tell the story at the same time. But it did give the kids a really good hands-on, because then when you're finished the story, they could also put the things back on the flannel board, which helps kids to remember it, I'm sure, if they actually get to handle it. We've branched into you being able to use videos and other hands-on things that the kids can actually see, which I'm sure STEM is probably.
So with STEM, I know you've helped proof newsletters or just reading them and some of the booklets that we have. What is something that, because you do get very excited when we talk about STEM, can you tell us why?
Well, I think just the fact that the kids are actually able to handle these things, because to me, I have to write things down to remember them, and always have been like that. So to be able to handle some of those games or toys or whatever they're working with, to me, would really help them to remember the story and actually probably apply it to their lives too. Like David explaining that, I thought, oh wow, that would just be great. I think the kids would just so enjoy hearing that. It just, anything that can help our kids to remember the stories, even if they don't remember it for the in between kids and adults, it'll come back to them, because God's word doesn't return void. So anything we can do to help them to get it into their lives.
Actually, you say that, we had Nathan and Luke on the last podcast, and we were asking them how has STEM helped you learn more about God? That's what the question was. I can remember things. And it was really interesting to hear. Actually, Nathan told the story of the burning bush, right? And stuff. And these are things that they are remembering now that because they are connecting those stories with their real life experience with the world, and they're learning in STEM. So,
an interesting part of our Key Bible Club lessons, we have in the the curriculum that we're using now, each lesson has a skit. And I've been hesitant to use the skit, but the one lady that I assist, we use the skit every time there's a new skit, we use it. And we went in the next week and we asked them what the story was. Well, they told us exactly what the skit was, not so much what the story was. But because we were acting out and she had some kind of a costume on, it helped them, you know. So this hands-on, actually seeing it, is what helps the kids to be able to remember.
Very good. So yesterday, or the other day when we interviewed Nathan and Luke, Nathan is 9 and Luke is
7.
And so David asked them their question. And Luke, right off the bat, said, well, Jesus turned water into wine because God is impossible. And I was like, wait, what? But then not only that, but he goes into, because H2O is water and wine is different atoms. And I was like, Nathan says, well, you know, there's the burning bush, and that is the law of conservation of energy.
Hey, you remembered it!
And I was like, wow. What? So,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It was. But, yeah, so it's, I think it's great.
I do too. I think it's a wonderful way to.
So given the chance, you would definitely want to start.
Definitely. In fact, you had suggested that, you know, maybe we should be taking the training course, and I keep waiting for you to say, okay, we've got the training course set up, so I can see
where
I'm
at.
There you go. One of these days, especially in the fall, that's where they start happening again more commonly.
Well,
so.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. We're going to move on to our next segment, which is our latest STEM discoveries. Freaks me out a little bit. And this one is everywhere. Everybody's talking about this. And so, hey, I figured we'd jump on the bandwagon and talk about ChatGPT. And this is an AI. So it's an artificial intelligence that all it does is take the information that is available in the internet and then just predict what the most likely next word will be. That's all it's doing. It's just predicting the next word. And I will say it has its limitations and its flaws in it, but it, and so you can check into that yourself and everything. But I thought, since we're all here together and you two had never heard of ChatGPT before today, that we would type a couple things in here and see what it actually comes up with. So who would like to go first? Let's have our guest go first. Well, Lena, okay.
Ask it for a craft that would go along with Joshua and Caleb going into the promised land to look to see what it looked like. That story where Joshua comes back and says it's a land of milk and honey. Because that's with teaching Bible club, that's the one thing that we have a little bit of problem with, coming up with a craft that the kids, that's not expensive, but that the kids will enjoy doing.
When he was spying at the
promised
land. Okay, yeah, okay.
I forgot he was spying.
Okay, just want to make sure I'm telling it the right information. Okay, so we've typed in here, make a craft that goes along with the Bible story about Joshua spying out the promised land.
Yes.
We're going to see what happens.
Maybe we've given one that's too difficult.
Maybe. It is pondering. This is the longest I've ever seen it. Thanks, to be honest.
It's a difficult one to find.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
One craft idea that goes along with the Bible story, though Joshua spying out the promised land, is to create a pair of binoculars. Here are the steps. Materials needed. Two empty toilet paper rolls. Scissors, glue or tape, string or ribbon. paint or markers instructions. One, cut both of the toilet paper rolls in half so that you have four smaller tubes. Two, glue or tape two of the smaller tubes together side by side. Three, repeat step two with the other two smaller tubes. Four, cut a piece of string or ribbon long enough to fit around the child's neck. Attach the two pairs of tubes together by tying this string or ribbon to each end of the tube. And so on and so forth.
Wow.
To incorporate the Bible story, have children use their binoculars to spy out their own promised land,
wow,
their backyard, a local park, and discuss what they see.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
You can also read the story of Joshua spying out the land from Joshua chapter 2 through chapter 3, verse 17, and discuss it with the children.
That's absolutely amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Now, what you gonna have to write that down? What did you say it was called again?
ChatGPT.
Now, how do you get into that?
You just go to the website and you log in, and that's for those of you that are only listening to this, you should check out the video on YouTube because
for sure. Oh, that's please.
There you go. All right. All right. So, Jeanette, let's start a new one here for you. All right. So what do you want to know, Jeanette?
Can it write a song or poem about washing dishes?
Oh. Right? Do you want a song or a poem? Which one do you want?
Let's do a poem.
Okay. Right.
I don't
write a poem about washing dishes.
What do you think a song would be?
Oh, it didn't take it as long.
Yeah. With hands submerged in soapy suds, I tackle the dishes with a sense of love. For though they seem a mundane task, they bring order to chaos, and that's no small ask. Plates and bowls, cups and spoons, all coated in grease and food that looms, but with a scrub and a rinse and a dry, they'll shine like new and catch the eye. And it goes on and on.
Oh my goodness.
That's fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different functions.
This is a no cost. You can download it.
Yeah, it's just go online and do it. Just search for ChatGPT. Actually, if you probably type chat into Google, that's probably the first thing that will pop up because everybody is searching for this. There you go.
That is amazing.
All right. Wonderful. Okay. And then finally, we have our STEM recommendation. So I'm going to recommend another YouTube channel. And this one is called Undecided with Matt Farrell. Farrell spelled F-E-R-R-E-L-L. This one is about looking at different different problems that we have in our world with technology and things, and how do we overcome those things. And he doesn't always have a lot, he doesn't really have a lot of answers because it's undecided, but he's got some really interesting things. Like there's one episode where he's talking about energy storage, because that's a big problem with renewable energy. Like you have the sun in the day, but what if you want to use that energy at night? And so how do you store all that energy? And then he goes to a place where it's the most ingenious battery that anybody has ever made, I think, because it's so simple, is that they have two lakes. One is higher than the other, and when they have extra electricity, they pump water up to the top, up to the upper lake, and then when they need more electricity, they let the water come back down, and it goes through a turbine, and then it generates electricity, and it flows down into this lower lake.
Yeah.
And it's just so smart. But he kind of talks through these things and the benefits and the disadvantages to different things and different inventions and different things that are just like things that are just being invented or just being discovered, and what are the upsides and downsides to these things. So anyways, Undecided with Matt Farrell check it out. And anyways, That's the end of our episode today. We'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you later. Thanks for coming.
Good to be here.